The Seattle Mariners won last night. That means the team's crazy seesaw run to a wild card playoff spot is still alive, although barely alive. But with just a few games left in the regular season, anything's possible. The M's are not the only baseball team in town. There are a lot of them, but I'm talking here about the Seattle South King Sluggers. This is a baseball team for the visually impaired. The Sluggers play something that's called beep baseball. Instead of looking at the ball, you listen for it.
All right, got it. Ready! Pitch! Yeah!
Nice try.
They got him out.
Got it.
When I first started, I wasn't in that ball at all. And just learning how to figure that out and figure out the right technique. And you don't want to listen to the beeping ball. You want to listen to what the guy's saying, the pitcher. And when he says pitch, you want to be swinging as hard as you can.
It's a challenge. You got to track the ball and try, you know, keep track of where the other players are. It's good competition. Keeps you active. Before starting up beat baseball, when I moved here, I'd been pretty inactive, and so I'm pretty out of shape. So it's definitely getting me more in shape. It feels good.
It is a great opportunity to try their skills and play on a team, and also a good opportunity to be a leader for other blind people that would show other people that they can do anything they want to do.
Nancy Sweeney, Brandon Spence, and Jacob Struksma, they're members of the Seattle South King Sluggers. Sluggers head coach Kevin Daniel says this game is like normal baseball with a few tweaks.
We have 6 innings rather than 9. We have 4 strikes rather than 3. And in beat baseball, we allow the pitcher and batter to be on the same team. And mainly because we want to make sure the sport is competitive and not quirky and seen as a joke. Okay. So having the batter have the best opportunity to hit the ball is a great part of keeping our sport true, fun, competitive, and serious.
So, Kevin, how does the batter know when and where the ball is?
Well, just like with any sport, it's ability. Ability to hear and time is the best way to hit. So the pitcher gives a command that they're throwing the ball, which is pitch. Once the batter hears that command, meaning the ball has been thrown, they then use their timing and listening skills to track the ball and swing at the right moment to get a successful hit. Once the ball is hit, it then needs to be fielded roughly in about 7 seconds, which is the time it takes the blind runner to run to an audible base before the outfielders can get the ball. In beat baseball, once the batter has gotten to the base, either successfully or unsuccessfully, the play is then done. The next batter is up.
The sport actually came out of a love of baseball and engineers figuring out how to make it more accessible?
Essentially, even back as early as 1965, there were folks trying to figure out a way that blind people could play baseball. Yeah. So that culminated through different iterations of the ball to 1976, someone going, this is it. And, you know, a 16-inch softball hollowed out with a beeper and then make it so the ball would be durable. So you could pound on it and hit it with bats, right, which is what we do. And it allows us to play the sport. Now, we will go through 3 or 4 balls in a game if the players are hitting really hard and they just hit it at the right spot. But that's part of the great fundraising efforts to make sure that we can buy balls when we need them.
You are the head coach. Were you a player before you started this team?
I got started at age 13. I am 47 now. And back in 1980, in Indianapolis, Indiana, someone came to my house and they talked to my parents about blind kids playing sports. And my parents had never heard of beat baseball, but that's when it got started.
I'm speaking with Kevin Daniel. He's head coach of the Seattle South King Sluggers, a beep baseball team for the visually impaired.
The first blind baseball team in Seattle.
You started the team, right?
I started the team. I actually got transferred from the Lighthouse for the Blind, where I worked as executive director in Spokane. We got a team going there. And I said, we have to have a team in Seattle. So I set on a course to find out, A, do blind people in Seattle want to play this sport? B, is there funding to support the program? And could we be could we win if we put a team together? Because one thing I talk about, and I've talked about with every program I've been involved with, blind people associated with winning isn't always something that you hear talked about. We get credit for wanting to participate and participating. But I said, no, why don't we be okay with winning? And that should transcend from baseball to life to workplace, et cetera.
So that's a sort of lesson that sighted kids just take for granted because it's part of the culture. That's something that blind kids didn't necessarily get.
No, I think, you know, when you're trying to work hard for acceptance, equality, sometimes the best parts of those things get lost in winning is part of the acceptance and equality. If baseball players strive to win and be great, blind baseball players should strive to win and be great. I just didn't want to have players being okay with just participating and doing something really cool and great. I wanted folks to say, you know what, why don't we be a winning team? Why don't we try to be the best beat baseball team in the country? If I was going to be involved, that's what had to be the goals.
Which brings up two questions. How are you doing this year? First question.
So in 2 years, our players have only lost twice. So we're setting that winning tradition in baseball for our players. They know that that's the expectation, but we're also having a whole heck of a lot of fun.
That's pretty good. I'm speaking with Kevin Daniel. He's head coach of Seattle South King Sluggers, a beep baseball team for the visually impaired. So the ball beeps, the bases beep, but the players don't beep. I understand at a recent game, a runner and an outfielder almost collided because if you can tell where certain things are if they're auditory, but people aren't necessarily those things. So isn't it a little bit dangerous?
Yeah, it is. But when you talk about equality, in regular baseball, there's an element of danger. I mean, you could get hit with the ball and players do. You can run into another player, and sighted people often do that. It should be the same in beat baseball. Now, we're real big on safety. It's important for us to keep everybody safe. But the mere fact that you could actually collide with someone or the ball could hit you and you could get an ouchie, that's okay. That's part of the equality that we want. What happened in this last pass game is in sports you communicate. You have to communicate. So we teach our players to let folks know where you are. Communicate, hey, I'm coming your way. Now, having all the safety checks in place, coaching people to communicate, you're going to have folks who are going to run into each other. If our only thing that we thought about was, you know what, we can't run into each other, we wouldn't even play. You know what, we might run into each other, so let's not even play.
Yeah.
That's not an option. So we keep folks safe, but that little element of fun, danger, that's one of the reasons why I think we do play.
Hmm. You were introduced to this game more than 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you think it shaped this head coach, this guy who's sitting at the table with me.
You know, I think I have a new appreciation for blindness awareness. One of the players who I hadn't met before I moved to Seattle and started this team, he's been totally blind since birth. He's naturally gifted at this sport at a level that I just had never seen anywhere I've been in 30 years. For me, learning more about blindness awareness and even challenging what I know. I've been a member of the blind community since I was born.
Right.
I'm a school for the blind graduate. So the blind community has been my family since I've known anything. I didn't know a player could be this good at listening to a ball. And this gentleman is. I mean, he can hear the ball in the air. When it hits the ground for the first time on a thud, he can hear the thud as well as the beat. That's exciting to me. Because if he's gifted in this sport without ever playing or even knowing about it, are there other gifted blind people in other endeavors that we should know about?
If you hadn't had this sport in your life, how do you think your path would have been different?
I'd have found something else. Because, you know, at age 5, I was actually taken out of the home because in 1972, we didn't have mainstreaming. Blind
right.
kids went away.
Right.
And that was tough because now you have this disability And now this disability is moving you out of your home with your family. And then you have to overcome all that and still be okay with the whole blindness
right.
thing. Early on, people would make fun of me because I didn't see well. It was always tough. So to find goodness and greatness and the thing that I've known early on as something tough is a nice circle in life.
What do you see as the future of this team, this baseball, beat baseball team that you've founded?
Well, frankly, there are a lot of blind people who don't even yet know about beat baseball. We know that, even here in Seattle. I do a lot of press. We did some things with the Mariners. We've gone out and done some public awareness events. We had a great game against the police department. So I think we still need to promote it and find out where beat baseball could take us. There are a lot of kids who are sitting around in their particular school districts with nothing to do. Their friends get to go out for sports. So we should have a kids program, beat baseball. We should have a recreational program for blind people who just want to come out and have some fun. And then we should have a competition level team. Until we start hitting all the channels of opportunities, which this sport we think offers, we're not there yet. But one day to have a nationally broadcast game for blind baseball would be really, really cool.
Kevin Daniel, you're like the Johnny Appleseed of beat baseball, aren't you?
I don't know about that, but man, what a great opportunity I have to have some fun and give people a chance to do something really cool in life.
Thank you so much for coming by our studios.
Thank you very much.
He is pretty cool himself. Kevin Daniel, head coach of the Seattle South Kings Sluggers. It's a baseball team for the visually impaired, and the season ends for them on October 5th. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.